good.
It was pretty good. He's been really good for us since we've put him in the net. He's competes really hard, really good around the net. Obviously, we can see his skills with the puck, but he's really aggressive, really sharp. He's a reactive goalie. So he's right now he's enjoying the ride, and good for him. We sent him to the East Coast to play some minutes there, and that's the plan. That's the plan we had in mind, and he responded well. He won all of his games in the East Coast and came back here. We called him up, and hasn't lost yet. So he's doing very well.
So you're outshot for in that first. Now, Chicago's a very good team, second in the Central. Is it just that they were being able to impose their game plan on your guys in that first?
I think it's a combination of different things. First one would be coming back from the road trip that we had. I felt it was an extra game on the road for us. But Chicago has a lot of skills and a lot of speed, and they can move the puck, and they came out pretty hard against us tonight. So that's a very good team.
Did it feel like an unusual game, and so many power plays both ways, so tough to get, I guess, a lot of 5-on-5 flow going. Certainly, though, in the second period, it seemed like you guys maybe took control a little bit.
Yeah, well, we had more power plays in the second period, so. First period we had three. We had to kill three of them. 1-0 hockey game after the first. Every time you're in a game where there's a lot of special teams, it kind of kills the momentum of a game. But it's I thought we did a good job on our special teams. We scored two. They scored two. But we did a good job in general to keep the momentum. What you need to know to do when there's a lack of momentum like this on the ice, it's to keep your bench alive. And guys were alive on the bench.
So you get the 5-2 lead, and then they do something you don't see very often, which is pull the goalie halfway through a period, and they get not one but two. Did you feel was that you guys maybe sitting back too much, or was that Chicago just really pouring it on?
It's probably a little bit of both. I like to play really aggressive when you get the lead, smart but aggressive, but they can move the puck. That's a team that you make a mistake, they can take advantage of them. So and they did. But again, keeping our composure when at 5-4, I really like the way we responded.
It's a burden in his style of play. You've been around hockey your whole life. You don't see many goalies play the kind of style he does, do you? And would there almost be an urge to try and change that, or it is what he is, and you just go with the flow?
Well, I'm not a goalie coach, but I like the way he's playing right now. At the end of the day, you ask your goalie, you stop the puck, and he did stop the puck, and he's stopping the puck, and he's aggressive, and he's a fighter in the net, and we like that. That's his way of playing. We're going to work with him. He still has a lot to learn, but that the way he plays, we don't want to take away his strength, which is being really aggressive.
It seems like there's a really big personality there, too. Like he looks like he's having a lot of fun, and I guess that can be infectious on everybody, right?
Well, absolutely. I coached a guy. His name is Marc-Andre Fleury, and he had a lot of fun playing hockey. And Burden reminds me of him in the sense that he loves playing hockey, he loves taking shots, he loves playing the game, and he loves everything about it. And he's a guy that is responding well under pressure. I think we have a good goaltender in our hands.
Sheepishly admitted when we asked him that in the back of his mind he was thinking about maybe trying to score with the 3-goal lead, the empty net, and he's done that before. So he didn't really want to fess up, thinking that he might get in trouble with the coach, but he admitted. Did you think that, oh boy, he's going to go for it?
It was in my mind the whole time. It really was. He's the most offensive goalie I've never seen in my life. He's offensive. He's an offensive goalie. He wants to be part of the breakouts. He wants to move the puck. He wants to shoot the puck. In Penticton, during our rookie tournament, he was working his one-timers. He's our goalie, so he's got this mindset, and I like that.
First Chicago penalty of the game, I noticed he was hesitating to come out of the net a bit. I think he wasn't sure if the penalty was being called, but I actually wondered if he was deciding whether to join the rush, and be his own extra attacker as opposed to coming to the bench for the extra attacker.
That might cross his mind as well. He's got a different mindset, and we like it.
Christian Vesalainen, obviously still battling that upper body injury. Is he day-to-day? Might he be a player as early as tomorrow?
I am hopeful next week.
Would it just be more of a precaution at this stage? You don't want to take any chances?
Yes, for sure. But it's really day-to-day. Tomorrow might be too early, but we're pretty confident for next week.
On the Everbridge channel, was it
Stojkovic went to talk to him. I wanted to speed up the game, and knowing we got the power play, no, we didn't get an explanation.
From our perspective, it's a very chaotic game, but is there a lot of good things you can take into tomorrow's game?
Well, we won. That's one. Second period was really good. I thought we responded well after the first period. The guys played a good game. I mean, this Chicago, we just played Milwaukee, which is one of the best teams in the league, and not sure which team is the best between Chicago and Milwaukee as far as skills and moving the puck, and we have a pretty young lineup, very young lineup, and for us to respond the way we did and to win the game, find a way to win the game, that's tells you a lot about our team.
What can you say about your line? They seem to be flying tonight.
Yeah, well, Dave, sometimes you're looking for connections or synergy between players, and those three, there's a good combinations of skills and speed and being hard on the puck. It's working right now, and we're going to keep them together as long as it works.
In your pre-game comments, you mentioned that Sami Hiku wouldn't be a player tonight. You said that the team rules apply to everyone.
Yep.
Can you expand on that at all?
I don't want to expand. I mean, it's part of the process of learning to become a pro. We have team rules, and it's for everyone. And if any of our players don't do what is part of the team rules, it's going to be the same for everyone. So, but it's part of the process. It's becoming a pro is our job most of the time. Is yes, on the ice and practices and the systems and stuff like that, but it's also off the ice, teaching our guys what it takes to become a Winnipeg Jet and eventually, and that's just part of it. So to me, that's old news already. Yes.
In terms of, I can't say if it was missing a meeting or being late or anything like that, just general team rules.
It's a team rule.
You had a lot of young defensemen playing against these top teams like Chicago and Milwaukee. Rookies like Logan Stanley and Luke Green scored his first AHL goal tonight. Can you tell us a bit about the progress they're making in their games, especially Stanley?
Well, we can see a difference every game, the confidence that they're getting. I find those guys, I find them very mature for their age. I mean, those two guys in particular, they could play junior this year, and they're playing in the American League level, and they're facing top lines. And we had Green on the power play with Stanley and against a team that looks like an NHL team, and we won the game. So for them to play those minutes and to be part of the success tells you a lot about the potential they have. There's going to be growing pains for sure, but right now they're part of what we're doing, and I can tell you that it's interesting to see them grow and the way they do and the way they absorb the information we give them every day, and for them to put that information and go on the ice and to execute them, that's pretty impressive.
I think some people take for granted that you have a first-round pick like Stanley and that he should sort of come into the AHL and be a top player right away. Maybe they don't realize the gap between junior hockey and the AHL.
It's huge. The gap is huge between junior and the American League. Some games will be even more exposed, like playing against Milwaukee, against Chicago. He could be exposed, but he's managing the games really well so far.